This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air with a moment of silence for Jennifer's life. It's passing before her very ears at this moment. She has met manual labor, found out that he was a Spaniard or an Hispanic, right? You have manual labor working there with your Jennifer and her father, Michael.
Yes, Manuel, yes.
Run the CRN Digital broadcast operation in Los Angeles, and they've been in one particular location for, what, 30 years? How long have you been there? As long as I can remember.
33 years. Yeah, 33.
So the landlord decided it was time for them to go, so they found a beautiful palatial estate on the other side of the 405, as it were, and they've moved all of process of moving everything over there, and as a result of that, Jennifer has become an exorcist and an extortionist. Or no, not an extortionist. A contortionist.
Wow.
Moving. Isn't moving fun?
All sorts of ists. Yeah.
Yes, right, exactly. Having just collected for 38 years. Yeah, I know how that works. What I want to know is what happened to this whole room of LPs, albums. What's going on with them? All those records. What are you doing with all those records?
They're all in boxes.
Are they?
And any guesses as to how many boxes all those records would fit into?
40.
No, 60.
60, okay. A moment of silence.
60 boxes worth of records. Wow.
Yeah, this is something I love. That was one of the first things when I went down. I think the first time I ever went down there, that's where I spent my time. I went into that room, and I was there for a couple of hours just looking at the albums that were in there because they're cool.
And that was my first job. You know, I started working for my dad when I was 12.
Yeah.
And my very first job was spending one summer alphabetizing and organizing hundreds and hundreds of records. I think I only cried once, which was pretty good.
While we're in California, crews battling the wildfires in this area north of Los Angeles for what? This is the second week of this, is it not? Didn't a lot of this stuff start last week? The skies were a strange color a couple of days last week and over the weekend. What's the story now, Jen? What do we have wind-wise and otherwise there?
Well, it's blowing up north, but the problem with this wildfire is that it is just, it's massive, and they can't get it under control. I think we've declared a state of emergency in California because it's burned so much. And I think it started last Thursday or Friday, because Saturday was a really bad day for us. Yesterday, between Saturday and yesterday, I hadn't been smelling a lot of smoke. Yesterday, tons of smoke back in the air. So depending on how the wind shifts, that smoke is just going everywhere. In fact, I think it even reached Las Vegas, which, when you think about the scope of that, that's insane.
Yeah, it's really, it's not anything unusual, but yet it is. Everything in the country looks the same. Everything's burnt, even if it isn't. The grass, there isn't a place in the country where the grass isn't brown. There are a few pockets down in the mid-south Mississippi, Alabama, some parts of northern Texas, a little bit of Oklahoma that's had enough rain. But generally speaking, everything is parched. And that affects, it affects people's psyche. You look around at all that brown and you think, oh, it really is. I'm telling you, it's affecting my attitude. I was out last night until dark mowing more. Hey, I'm trying to mow it as fast as I can so we can bale it before it just becomes worthless. It's all browning out. And I probably have another month's worth of mowing and baling to do. But I look out my back window here onto the lawn and the pasture where the heifers are down back. It's just brown and hot. I was talking to somebody earlier today in Florida. Same temperature there. Pretty much this is uniformity in a strange way. The temperatures are not varying 10 degrees from one part of the country to another. Every part of the country has basically the same weather. and the same temperatures. It's mm-hmm. just hot and humid and unpleasant. And there are firefighters who are... We had a fire here in Framingham on Knobscot Mountain that burned for 4 days. There was somebody camping. It's a Boy Scout area. So they were camping, and the fire got out of control and just burned and burned and burned. 6,000 acres, I think.
Jeez.
This whole side of the mountain. It's a mess everywhere. And you can find this. There's small fires. There's big fires. It doesn't make much difference where you are. Firefighters are earning their stripes with
one
all of this
story
now.
That came out of our fire, Dougie, is that a guy who lived in the area of the Sand Canyon, former Marine and current firefighter, was down in Camp Pendleton fighting a fire when his home was engulfed and lost to the Sand Canyon fire. So just it's amazing how you get called 2 hours away to fight a fire when your own backyard is in flames.
Right. Yep, it is. That's tough stuff. All right, so that's the negative side of summertime. Let's turn this around. In a moment, we're going to talk to Jenny Burrows, who has, in our continuing series of focusing on how to have fun in the summertime, some do-it-yourself tips as to what maybe... This is what I like to do. People say, earlier, Jennifer, Victoria was teasing me because I find relaxing when I haven't felt too well the last 4, 5, 6 days. People say, are you taking it easy? Well, I am. I'm not doing my normal routine. I'm doing other things that I find fun. And working outside is one of those things. Mm-hmm. So Jenny is going to bring us into a direction, into a camp, that those of you who are trying to figure out how to best do your projects around the home, how can you prioritize them? How can you get them done? So we'll help you with your do-it-yourself projects in just a moment here. And good day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The word yes is just three letters, one syllable. But when combined with an engagement ring from Jared, it's the word that will change both your lives forever. Jared is the go-to bridal destination with collections from Tchaikovsky, Leo Artisan, and Neil Lane. Or with thousands of diamonds and hundreds of settings to choose from, Jared can create a one-of-a-kind ring just for her. Because at Jared, we only sell one piece of jewelry, the one that changes your lives forever. And it's waiting for you at Jared.
Coming up to 4:15, the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Are you a do-it-yourselfer? I certainly am. Ladies, how much home improvement stuff do you do? You're all living alone. Well, that's not true because Victoria's living with somebody, but it's not your place, so you're probably not as eager to fix things up. Matter of fact, Victoria, not eager to help her landlord. But there are a lot of people, maybe more, who own their own homes, who can benefit from the next few minutes with Jenny Burrows, who's the product manager, exterior interior paints for Glidden, which is a great name. I don't say this to be self-serving. I didn't know you were going to visit with us today, Jenny, until a little while ago. But I find Glidden paints to be... maybe there's safety because I know the name. Does that make sense? Has the name been around for a long time?
Yeah, it's a really good brand that's been around a really long time.
Yeah. All right. So what are you finding people the most interested in when it comes to the do-it-yourself projects this year? Is there a difference this year, or is pretty much in the summertime everybody trying to do the same things?
Well, it seems like with summer projects, it starts with maybe trying to plant flowers around the house. And then as summer goes on, you realize that you maybe want to make a little bit more of a change to your home. Mm-hmm. So this can include a painting project. It might range from anything like handrails, doors, shutters, that sort of thing, or even painting the exterior body of the home. So Glidden has now introduced a brand new product we're really excited about. It's called Glidden Vinyl Renew. And the great thing about this product is it offers a cost-effective and long-lasting product that will restore the look of vinyl siding. So a lot of homeowners don't even know that you can paint your vinyl.
Yeah, I think that's where I was going. I moved out of a home that I lived in for 38 years. And when I built the house, I had clapboards and stained them. And every time I turned around, I was staining them again. And I got sick of it, so I put siding on it about 20 years ago. And it faded, and I washed it and polished it, and it kind of didn't look too bad. But nobody ever came around and said, well, let's just paint it. And that's what this is all about, right? Just you can paint. Is this that new plasticky sort of paint, or what's special about this kind of paint? What's the difference between painting a vinyl siding house and a regular wood or clapboard house?
Well, when painting vinyl, one thing that you have to be aware of is that traditionally, with traditional coatings, you're only able to paint the same color or lighter. And that has to do with the fact that when you put a darker color on, it will cause the sun will absorb that color, and it will lead to warping or buckling of the vinyl.
Oh, really?
But with the new Glidden Vinyl Renew, it allows you to paint that surface virtually any color. Mm-hmm. We have a color card of 50 of the most popular exterior siding colors that are painted, and it allows you to choose. You can do anything from just freshen up the look that you have, or you can totally change the look of your house.
All right, let me throw a curveball at you. A lot of the people who are building decks, I know I just built a deck at my farm, and I used that, I don't even know what the stuff is called. It's like a composite. It's sort of plasticky, but it's not. You know what I'm talking about? Instead of using just regular treated wood, I'm using this stuff. And I wonder, because of this new kind of paint, is that paint usable on that sort of composite? Because that's sort of a plastic, isn't it?
Yes. The difference there would be that that's a walking surface. So this product was specifically designed for a siding and vinyl material. So if you think of vinyl is much more thin than the composite deck that you're talking about. So that's more subject to weathering. So PBG would offer products for that substrate, but this product was more designed for the vinyl siding.
The Glidden thing. Yeah, but Pittsburgh Plate Glass, that's another company that's been around for a long, long time. So PBG has another product for that. I'm just curious. I'll ask my pal Tom Kreidler from the Home Improvement show, the Money Pit, about that. There are a lot of, I bet you that'd be a good place for you to go to explain what's going on, too, because he's always trying to come up with new ways, and this certainly is a new way for you to take care of vinyl. I think a lot of people get discouraged with vinyl, even though it's easier to maintain, it doesn't look as good. And I think that's the key to what you're doing. When you're done with this project this way, it will look as good, not as flat and dull as most of the vinyl siding looks after 4 or 5 years. It, you know, it saves you from painting, but ugh, ugly. So get on to it with the Glidden thing. Where can we go for more information on this?
You can visit our website at glidden.com or visit your local Home Depot store.
All right. There you go. Story from Glidden, 21 after the hour. Thank you to Jenny Burrows.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Nominated for Video Music Awards by MTV. Nominations came up for
the
2016 MTV. Yeah, I know. They do a lot of other things.
It is
kind of
weird, right?
Yeah. All right, so let's see. It's Adele and Beyonce leading all of the contenders. Beyonce, I think, has 11 nods. Are you playing that because it was connected to Carpool Karaoke or because it was connected to the MTV Music Awards?
Well, I was doing the MTV Music Awards, but we can do whichever one you want.
No, let's keep doing the... I want to see who's on this list here of people. Actually, Beyonce has 11 nominations just for her album Lemonade. The visual Lemonade. Then there's... is that what this is from? Is this from Lemonade?
Yeah. This is called Sandcastles.
Yeah. It's apparently gone.
Well, what happened?
The whole thing isn't online unless you are...
Not available yet?
Yeah, well, it's only on Tidal. I looked. It's not on YouTube. It's not in our library.
You can't buy it on iTunes? I thought you could.
Well, even on iTunes, they only have very small bits of it. Here's one of the other songs. This is Lemonade.
See, I'm funny. I don't think Adele is overrated, but I think Beyonce is. It's just musical preference. I'm sure that there are plenty of people who could argue against my contention that Adele is better than Beyonce. And then there are those who would say, you racist.
I'm going to say that I think Adele's better than Beyonce, too. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
As far as performance goes, Beyonce's a really
well,
awesome
maybe it's a broad spectrum. Adele appeals to more people, I think, age-wise than Beyonce. Am I safe on that ground or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Beyonce is top with 11. Adele's got 8 nominations for her album 25. And then there's Drake that scored 6 nominations. Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Let's have a little more on Drake, ladies.
Well, he's up for Video of the Year, so yeah. It's a tough category this year because Beyonce's Formation is a great video. Adele's Hello was just People really love that, and that broke the internet when it first came out.
Yeah.
And this is Hotline Bling, and then Justin Bieber's Sorry, which I've not seen the video for that, but I like the song. And then, of course, the most controversial Kanye West video for his song Famous, with all of the naked depictions of
I know
Swift.
Doug doesn't like Justin Bieber, but he actually had an interesting, for almost all the songs on his album, he hired like a dance crew from, I think, Australia or New Zealand. It's all women, and they do dances in all of the different videos, which was pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool.
He's still
all you
little
have to do is throw dollar bills at them.
They were actually dancing.
He's still a little worm. All right, let's see who else has got nominations. Ariana Grande got 5.
She had a big year.
There's something about her that I feel like there's actually some talent there someplace.
Oh, yeah. She's got a huge voice for someone who's like 3'5".
Right, exactly. She's a little squirt. But
she lost me when she licked the donut, though.
Yes.
She
was,
all right. Rihanna,
she lost her bid for the White House, too, when she did that.
Yeah.
Really?
She was supposed to perform at the White House, and they canceled on her because they were like, no, you're a snot.
Okay. How about Rihanna? Isn't she, which one is President Obama like, Beyonce or Rihanna?
I know he likes Beyonce, but I don't know.
If you listen to the rumor mill, he loves Beyonce.
Really? All right. I don't confuse, but I find in my wheelhouse, if I can use that term, Rihanna and Beyonce to be similar. Just my feeling, my sense about it.
Same genre? Yeah, same genre, different sounding voices. And
Taylor Swift didn't get nominated. I think she's run her course, frankly. Nick Jonas didn't get anything either. I think we've pretty much put the finishing touches on that list. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Summertime is here. We're out there barbecuing, enjoying ourselves. The sun's out. We're having a grand old time. But there are 5 very dangerous barbecue foods for your dogs. Ribs. Any meat on a bone is a recipe for disaster when it comes to your dog. It's likely your dog will want to chew the bone, and that can really get stuck in their digestive tract. Corn on the cob, the same problem. Dogs love corn on the cob, but the large cob can cause intestinal blockage as well. Too much fatty meat. While hamburger meat and steak isn't toxic for dogs, ingestion of too much of these fatty meats can result in pancreatitis. Symptoms include diarrhea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Onion, whether it's being used as burger garnish or chopped up, should be kept away from your dogs entirely. And stay away from those desserts. That's really important. We want to make sure that your dogs enjoy the barbecue as much as you do. Bring some of their own fresh treats out instead of giving them things off the barbecue. I'll more next time.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guys, you work hard, but that doesn't mean you can't look good while doing it. Come in today for JCPenney's biggest sale of the season, where our entire store is on sale. And find Guys Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $39.99. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store or at jcp.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, Dodd 720.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests, this is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Especially for new listeners to the program, you can listen free for as long as you want.
Really?
Starting right now. 34 past the hour. How's that for a deal? Woo! You like that deal. It's Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air with a focus on something that's happening more and more and more and more and more. Those of you who shop in the Stop and Shops on the East Coast, the Hannaford supermarkets that are in the Northeast and out into the Midwest, this is indicative of a couple of different things that are going on. I suppose this is food news to a point. These two supermarket chains, which do billions and billions of dollars business every year from the Northeast down, as I said, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, the federal government and the states have been looking at a merger between Stop and Shop and Hannaford, which now has been approved because they have agreed to sell various competitive stores in certain communities where they had two stores. They got to get rid of one of them. What I find interesting about this is not just how big companies are merging in these billion-dollar deals, no matter what the business. The food business, it can be with the announcement of Yahoo going to Verizon. Every week there's a merger of these huge companies. What I find more interesting here is that neither of these two brands, I know Stop and Shop started in New England by a family. The first store was called Mugar, M-U-G-A-R, supermarket. They had a little store, I think it was Dorchester or one of the areas that was a suburb. Dedham. It was Dedham, Massachusetts, where the store started. And it was the second generation of the Mugar family. The first generation was, I think, right after the Depression. The guy had a little butcher store. This is how these things happen. Listen to this story. Guy was a butcher. His name is Mugar, has a little store, and then he starts selling more things, and it becomes a little bit of a... They didn't call them supermarkets. They just called them markets, market stores. And then he's got one, and his brother opens another one, and then it was a big family, the other brother. So they opened a bunch of stores. And then the next generation came along, and the company got bigger and bigger, and they called... I think one of the grandparents said, this is a great place to stop and shop. The Mugar store is a great place to stop and shop. So they weren't Mugar stores anymore. Ding, 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 ding. They became Stop and Shop. And Stop and Shop grew. And about 25 years ago, the Mugar family, the head of the family and his children, decided to sell out to a company called Ahold, A-H-O-L-D.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes. Right. Ahold USA. They moved their headquarters from Dedham to Quincy, Massachusetts, and they were the owners. The Mugars got, a lot of money. a lot of cash. And they've been very generous. They've done a lot of things. The Mugar Foundation done a lot of things in the greater Boston area. So anyway, along comes about the same time an old guy up in Portland, Maine, whose name was Fred Hannaford. And Fred had a little, his market was on at the seashore. It was a fish market in Portland Harbor. And then he started selling. It was the same story. He started selling, okay, you sell fish, and then, well, can you get some bread, and how about if I... It became like a little general store. And this was, again, in the 1930s, 1940s. And so Hannaford opens a store in Portland, and then he has one in Saco, and he's got another one up and down the coast of Maine. And before you know it, Hannaford becomes a name in Maine known for selling groceries. It's a grocery store. It wasn't called a supermarket, called a grocery store. And then it expanded to New Hampshire and Massachusetts, and now they're all over the place, New York. So their company, the Hannaford family, sold out about the same time the Mugars sold out 20 years ago to a company called Del Hayes America. And their headquarters are down in North Carolina. They bought some supermarkets down there. So come to find out, and the point of the story is, and I hope it doesn't take me too long to get here, neither of these companies are American companies. They come in, they buy these kind of businesses, they invest, they're both European companies, they invest, and there's another one who's done a lot of this, the company that owns, I'm going to say in England, it isn't Tesla, but it's the other big chain, begins with an S. I can't remember what the name of the stores are, but they're big in England. They're buying a ton of American supermarkets. So we have a very unusual circumstance here, and this is what I've sort of said to you off and on. There's a creeping influence of ownership of the means of distributing food. Whether you think it's dangerous, I'm not suggesting it's dangerous. I'm just telling you that as the circumstances change here, more and more of these companies that control the means of food distribution are not American companies. And they are the ones behind in part anyway, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a deal that has angered both Democrats and Republicans and has been pretty much front and center with groups. There have been two groups of protesters at the Democratic National Committee this week. Bernie Sanders' bunch, but if you look carefully, not just the Bernie Sanders bunch is holding up these big white signs that have TPP, red circle, and line through it. Look around the convention floor. You'll see more and more of these. The Republicans last week, Trump excoriated the Trans-Pacific Partnership, talking about how it was going to kill American jobs. The Democrats, interestingly enough, are saying the same thing. Even though Obama is crazy to get it passed, he's the only one. The Democrats are running from this as fast as you can possibly imagine, and most of the Republicans are too. But the reason it's gotten this far is because the money that comes from these offshore companies, hopefully you're getting my drift here, the offshore companies, the non-American companies that own these food supply entities find it cheaper to buy the products that they want to sell to you offshore. They want the Trans-Pacific Partnership to go through so they can buy cheaper food elsewhere, and every single American family farmer will be out of business if this thing passes. And the food that you get at Hannaford, Stop and Shop, Albertsons, Kroger's, Publix, you name it, is not going to be food that's grown in America. It's going to be food that comes cheap from South America, Asia, Vietnam, and places. It just is incredible how little people know. This Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was concocted by Obama and his pals, is a 30 chapter, boy, it has 30, I think it's like unbelievable. You know, we used to talk about some of these other bills, 1,200 pages of this and that and the other thing. This thing has 30 different chapters that are so complex. Most of the reason that everybody's run away from it, the only people that are supporting it are the hacks in the Republican Party who have been bought and paid for by the big businesses, thanks to not only Citizens United, but then the following the other ruling that allowed corporations to be considered as individuals, and all the money that's flowing into politics. You watch, you look at the trail of these guys like that phony SOB Roberts, the chairman of the Agriculture Committee from Kansas. He is so anti-American, he should be tried for treason. This guy is that bad. And so all of these things, I started telling a little story about a couple of mom-and-pop grocery stores that became big. They merged, they bought out by non-American interests. This is happening everywhere. And the floodgates are about to open. If Obama gets this passed and he signs it, you can kiss your job, any job in this kind of business or any. You know, Trump has been talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks, and nobody's really paying any attention until last week at the convention. Now people say, wait a minute, he was against Trans-Pacific Partnership, and now Hillary Clinton says that she's against it? What's the story here? This has got to be really bad. And you know what? It is really bad. So I hope that my pointed focus on this is helpful in that we understand how complicated things have become because there's so much money involved. There's just so much money. Do you realize what a fabulous business the supermarket business is? It's all cash. It's cash. It's on the bill. You don't have to borrow. You know, it's not like selling a car or a house or somewhere. It takes you 20 years to pay for it. No. You buy your groceries, you pay for them right now. Everything's paid for. You walk out the door, they got your cash. And it's a fabulous business to be in. And that's why all these other companies around the world are trying to get in, because everybody loves the dollar. And they get a hold of it. I don't know. You know, people say, I thought that was illegal. It became legal at some point because they're now even the government is looking at allowing foreign interests to buy radio and television stations and networks. Can you imagine what would happen? I can't even begin to imagine the influence of foreign thinking if stuff like radio and television were bought. I mean, people have argued about Rupert Murdoch and him not really being an American, and then when all that started, he became an American. But I guess it's food for thought. I'm hoping that you will think it
through. I think we're stuffed.
All right, okay. Good for you. All right, television report. That's Jennifer's way of saying, all right, Kate, come on, let's move on to the television report time next here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. If you go to geico.com, you get a free rate quote. Say it again, Doug, a free rate quote. Geico, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. You know, I'm chuckling a little bit because we're having a conversation off the air about Bill O'Reilly's...
Victoria loves Bill O'Reilly. I was shocked to learn how much.
Right. So, Michelle Obama was talking about the use of slaves in the White House. And O'Reilly apparently defended the use of White House slaves by suggesting that they were well fed and taken care of. And so now Victoria is going to get in her car, drive down to the Fox studios, and punch Bill O'Reilly in the face.
Which, by the way, I'd love to witness, though.
Yeah. I'll wear a little GoPro.
Yeah.
All right, so that's my television highlight. What about you, Jen? What's in the television report? What's on tonight?
Speaking of punching people in the face, it's day number 3, the Trace, over at the Democratic National Convention. And it'll be a big one. It's going to be a barn burner, as they used to say, Dougie.
Say that around here. That's fighting words on the farm.
That's right. And I don't know if this is exactly the safest thing, but hey, what do I know? I'm just a layperson. President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden speaking... the same day. Isn't that weird? Shouldn't they be speaking on different days for safety's sake? Oh, whatever. They're speaking on the same day at the convention. Also, a vice presidential nominee, Tim Kaine, if you want to get to know him. He will be speaking day number 3.
PBS he's against the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
There you go. Begins
last week he was for it, but then he became vice president, and now he's against it.
You know when you become a politician, you know their favorite shoes, right?
Ah, yes.
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
Anyway, everything kicks off 8 o'clock on PBS. ABC, CBS, and NBC join in at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. All right, and speaking of, you know, if you don't want to watch politics but you want the same theme, Planet of the Sharks.
I've never heard of that.
Get it? Sharks. Political Sharks. Right. Well, Planet of the Sharks is going to air on Sci-Fi at 9 Eastern. It's building up what it's hoping to be a big
Mr.
TV
Wonderful
event
gonna
for
be in
the
this?
Summer. Now, this is part of the build-up to Sunday's Sharknado, the 4th of
May. Ooh, Sharknado.
So you can tide yourself over with Planet of the Sharks, also a brand new episode of Wayward Pines on Fox at 9.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bring your dog to the radio speaker and see what their reaction is to the dogs that Warren Eckstein loves as the star of his musical intro every week. The Pet Show is heard around the country every weekend. Great show for those of you who are pet lovers. I like having him here every day. We have pet tips from Warren, and he's here today to talk to us about goats and dogs, amongst other things. So your direct link to Warren and your pet in just a moment.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think this is the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price, plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
All right, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here. By the way, you can address comments, questions that you would like to have Warren answer on his pet show, if you go to twitter.com/Warren Eckstein, facebook.com/the pet show. That's actually twitter.com/Warren Eckstein, I'm going to guess, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right, so here's the story from Goatland. There's a new study this week suggesting that goats, like dogs, have the capacity to communicate their intentions or desires to people. According to the science here, Warren, animals have been given simple tasks. Take the lid off a box, and you get a bit of a reward, and it works. Let's see. Researchers said it was increasingly difficult to open the box until the task became impossible. At that point, the goats, when they were faced with this unsolvable problem, looked between the reward and the human, stared at the human to try to indicate that they needed help to get to the treat. And that's the same sort of thing that happens in dogs, apparently. Think about it, Doug.
Think about it. Goats have been domesticated probably almost as long as dogs.
Around the world. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
in other words,
cultures.
And having lived with many goats in my life, and one of my favorite are the Tennessee fainting goats, but having lived with many goats in my life, they're incredibly intelligent, incredibly bright, and really kind of comprehend what's going on around them. Just bend over in front of a goat.
Or a ram.
Wow.
All right. Big study about city birds. So that birds living in Los Angeles and New York are not as happy as the birds that live in Chillicothe?
Yeah, according to this study, and it was a great study by Virginia Tech, they say that birds that live in this city are more assertive and more aggressive. Even though there's more of a supply of food in the cities because of what people throw away, the birds go after each other and challenge each other, where people in rural, birds rather in rural areas, are really kind of mellow and calm, you know, listening to different types of music. So the bottom line is, just like city people are always in a hurry, they're always kind of bumping into each other, so I think it kind of transfers. Even the animals I worked with, I did a whole segment on this years ago, we'll talk about this in the future. The difference between city dogs and country dogs is absolutely amazing.
Really?
Oh, it is. Because
is it breed?
No, it's not breed, but city dogs are exposed to so much more. People think that city dogs are not socialized. They're not exposed to things. But think about it. You could take a dog in New York. In 2 minutes, the Chinese restaurant's rowing down the street. The taxi cab's honking his horn. The pizza guy's coming. So there's so much more excitement that, generally speaking, city dogs are mellower and calmer than country dogs.
Interesting, because, you know, we adopted this dog from the Brooklyn Kill shelter last May, a year ago May, and she's turned out to be a wonderful dog. What a great, really personable, charming, sweet thing. But I wonder how much of that she was exposed to. You know, you don't really know what you're getting when you get these dogs out of these kill centers, but...
But they change. One of the advantages of being a dog is flexibility. The flexibility to change. When you find someone you love, you can go from that scared dog to that real happy dog.
Yeah, and it happens almost overnight too, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah. Warren Eckstein, The Pet Show. Check it out, petshow.com. Warren and his wonderful product line, Hugs and Kisses.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.